Joining us by phone, as he does each day here on weekdays on Arklahoma Today, is John Taylor. John, some jobs news and some tax cut issues.
Yeah, let's see if we can spin this and make it where we live so we can understand this. We've been talking about jobs, and of course I would remind anybody that's running for political office that that's what it's about right now, that four-letter word, jobs. And yesterday we saw some numbers from a company called ADP and the job creation numbers. This morning, on every Thursday, we get the number that's the initial claims for unemployment, people filing for unemployment for the first time. And it took an unexpected jump this morning. It was expected to be 455,000. That's a big number. You think about almost 500,000 people filing for unemployment. These are new claims last week. It jumped to 479. The market, the Dow futures have dropped in anticipation of that. Tomorrow we get the big numbers from the U.S. government, the Commerce Department, Department of Labor. We get the unemployment rate. It's expected to tick up. We'll see the number of non-farm payrolls, jobs created, and we'll have to sort that out and take the census jobs out of that. And tying into that, we're seeing a lot of retail sales numbers this morning from individual companies. And, of course, we do know that retail sales and how the consumer feels directly tied to this jobs market, obviously. And it's kind of a mixed bag. Costco, which same-store sales up 6%, they're frankly doing much better in terms of same-store sales than their competitor Walmart and Sam's Club is. But JCPenney was down slightly, Kohl's was up, so it's hard to get a read, Bill, on the consumer. But here's something we do know. There's all this argument going on right now about whether or not the, quote, Bush tax cuts should be allowed to expire at the end of this year. And it's really painted by a lot of people as, well, these really only benefit really rich people. Well, yesterday, a professor from UALR in Little Rock, of course, published a paper that quantified what it would cost the average middle-income family in Arkansas, and also have the numbers for Oklahoma, if the Bush tax cuts are allowed to expire at the end of this year. Now, the average middle-income family is the middle 20% of the income spread there. And in Arkansas, if the Bush tax cuts expire at the end of this year, it would more than double the federal tax bite of the average middle-income family in Arkansas. It would go from about $1,400 a year to $2,800 a year. If we go across the river there to Oklahoma, the average middle-income family would go from a tax bite of $2,117 to $3,560. That's a 68% increase. Let's get even more specific. An inquiring mind wants to know. I dug these numbers out by House district. So if you look at the District 3, which is represented by John Bozeman, average tax bite, average middle-income family in Arkansas District 3, $1,858 currently. It would go to $3,408. That's a $1,500 increase, 83%. And then right across the river, if we go to Oklahoma District 2, it would go from an average federal tax bite of $921 to $2,194, an increase of 138%. So to just glibly say that this was really only going to affect rich people, no, it's going to affect the middle-income families in Arkansas and Oklahoma, and specifically it's really going to take a bite out of the district here in Arkansas and the district in Oklahoma that where we live and work and play.
Well, you know, they have this proposal that somehow they will possibly allow some of these Bush tax cuts to stay in place, mm-hmm. but to try to penalize, use that word, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it, those in the upper tier mm-hmm. of revenue earners and wealth.
Yep.
I don't know that that's going to work. It sounds discriminatory.
Well, you know, it's a tough, I mean, we have these huge deficits. I mean, they have some tough decisions to make, but I think it's, anybody would like to see these numbers, by the way, any listener, you can go to taxfoundation.org, and you can find this study, and they have the data compiled and published like by House district, by state, so you can get as detailed as you want to get, but it's going to increase the tax bite to a lot of people, not just the, quote, wealthy.
And the spending by the federal government seems to be the idea of some, in some cases where they want to spend so much that you'll almost have to stomach a tax increase to pay for it.
Well, and there's so many things that they can't control anymore. You know, the federal the debt is so large that just the debt service payments and then the payments for Social Security and other entitlements now consume a majority of the budget. So even if you wanted to cut federal spending, it's very difficult to do.
John, it goes back and forth on the Mitsubishi plan. Of course, they're building near Fort Smith, mm-hmm. making their plans, and mm-hmm. General Electric in this patent case. Mm-hmm. A lot of smoke, or is there something to this?
No, there's something to it, and there's a lot of money at stake, billions of dollars potentially at stake, and you got two big behemoths fighting it out, and of course, I guess this is going to make a lot of attorneys fully employed for a number of years, would be my guess.